ZS EV is more affordable than ever. Experience exceptional comfort, advanced safety features, and an impressive electric range. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. Visit mg.co.uk to book a test drive today. Saving based on MG ZS EV SE standard range. Metallic and tricoat paint extra cost. Participating dealers only. Subject to availability. Offer ends September 30th. Retail and affinity customers only.
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Did you do cashback?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Two.
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple. Like 5 gig for just £5 on a flexible one-month plan. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
Life is so fast, so Amazon Prime is fast too. Let's give you some time back, shall we? Packing for the holiday and forgot the sun cream? Prime delivers next day before you set off fast. Need the perfect birthday gift quick? Prime does same day delivery, just in time for the party fast. Broken mum's favourite mug and needs some super glue ASAP? Prime delivers before she has her first sip of morning coffee fast. Whatever you need, get it delivered fast because it's on Prime. Same day delivery in select postcodes. Cut off times and T's and C's apply.
Rayo. Download it from your app store and hear your favourite Absolute radio stations and more. And hear the latest news next.
Oh, must be the new parent posse chat. We're not even new. Our kids are 8. Or, as Eddie says, 96 months. He moved off grid. Can confirm he's still on grid. And he's got another one on the way. He won't have the coverage to live stream the birth. Will he?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've made sure he has 99% network coverage. So he could if he wanted to.
Oh, sign me up.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Over 99% UK population coverage on 4G.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Abby Simpson. The Education Secretary denies she had a birthday party that was bankrolled by the Labour donor, Lord Alley. Bridget Phillipson says £14,000 worth of gifts she received were used to fund two events, which were both declared. Prosecutors in England admit they failed to bring charges against Mohammed Al-Fayed over two sex attack allegations because they didn't have enough evidence. The former Harrods boss was accused of sexually assaulting a teenage girl in 2008 and of raping a woman in 2013. He denied both. The Israeli military say they've launched attacks on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. They say it's in retaliation for the militant group firing over 100 rockets over the border into Israel. And comedian Chris McCausland's Strictly performance has been called fabulous as he becomes the show's first blind contestant.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Manchester City put their 100% Premier League record on the line later when they welcome unbeaten Arsenal in what's being billed as an early title clash. The winner would end the day top of the table. Liverpool are currently in first place after a 3-0 win over Bournemouth. Boss Arne Slot was impressed with his players' mentality. Former boxing world champion Tony Bellew says Anthony Joshua froze under fire after suffering defeat to Daniel Dubois. The 27-year-old dropped AJ multiple times before finishing the fight in the fifth round at Wembley to retain his IBF heavyweight title. And the former England cricket captain Owen Morgan says the current series against Australia has been a baptism of fire for the standing kipper Harry Brook. The tourist won the second one-day international at Headingley by 68 runs.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Heavy outbreaks of rain for much of southern England and Wales, turning thundery in places. It's looking dry and brighter for the north of England, Scotland and Northern Ireland though.
It matters.
Do it to yourself. do it to yourself, you do. And that's why we hate. If you do it to yourself, just you. You and no one else, you do it to yourself. Do it to
Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio, and it's time for this.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
Boo! All right. So, time to play Hit with Your Best Facts. Steve, what are the rules?
We want a fact. We want to be teased with a fact. Basically, the rule is if how much we want to Google it or how much it astounds us. I think they're the ones that normally win. I think when somebody gives us the entire facts, they can sometimes win, but the ones that, you know, intrigue us and then ultimately let us down when we Google them, they're the ones that end up winning, and then no one's really a winner.
Yeah, that's true. Niall says, did you know that there is a lake in Finland called Nitokainen, which is the exact same shape of the country itself?
Ooh, that's good, isn't it?
That is good.
That is good.
We talked about shapes of countries last week, didn't we? We had...
No, but that's good, isn't it? A lake that's exactly
the
KFC thing, don't we? Yeah. But
yeah, although...
a lake that's shaped exactly the same as the country.
Yeah. How's that happened?
Well, it's great, isn't it? I like that.
That won last week, didn't it, the country one?
Yeah, well, it looked like... If you took, like, four states, it looked like somebody frying chicken, didn't it?
Yeah, but...
Is that what it was?
It was exactly that. And they'd obviously coloured it in with a chef's hat and a head and all that, and boots and pants. Yeah.
Chicken was the shape of something, wasn't it?
The chicken was Kentucky, so that was what was funny about
it. Yeah, that's right.
But,
I saw somebody pointed out if you took away the chicken.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say that. Did you see that on Twitter?
Yeah, I did see that.
I know, it spoiled the facts for me.
Because it doesn't look like a pan as much then, does it?
No, it doesn't really. It just looks like Tennessee's just sticking out in a very unfortunate... Sticking out of Arkansas in a very unfortunate shape. Yeah. So thank God for the chicken. But I am... Well, I'm interested to look at that lake. In the exact same shape as well. That's what he says.
I don't want it to be near. I want it to be exactly the same. You know, like if there was a British one, if they went, oh, well, yeah, well, obviously Wales isn't on it or East Anglia. I want it all there.
That's very good. I like that. That's an early contender because we did mention that last week, shapes of countries. Robin says, the only time that you wash your own skeleton is when you brush your teeth.
Are your teeth part of your skeleton?
I mean, that's what a weird phrase.
Yeah,
What did you say that? I don't know.
I just didn't think. Are they partying? I thought they were like a, I suppose they are, aren't they?
But they are white and. But they're enamel, yeah, aren't no, they? Is that what your bones made out of?
They're sort of
bones
held in by the gums, aren't they? They're not attached. Well, they are attached, aren't they? Oh, I don't know. We don't know enough about this. If they're saying that's the fact and it's been checked, then who are we to try and debate it? I mean, that is what we're here for. But.
I don't think teeth are part of your skeletal system. I'm going to say that pretty confidently.
I wouldn't have thought so, but, you know. I'm not.
Because your teeth have, it's just enamel, isn't it? And bones have got like cells and
there's nerves
bone
in
marrow.
Them, you can, you know, there's nerves that, but then there's not nerves in bones, is there? That's in
I like the thought of it, because it sort of feels, it's like a freaky thing to say, but I don't.
It is a sort of freaky thing to say, but it's also, if someone said it to you, you'd go, all right, weirdo. You wouldn't necessarily go, oh, that's amazing. You'd go, what a weird thing to say.
Do you know the only time that you clean your own skeleton? Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like a weird.
Sorry.
What?
Yeah. Right. Good night, then.
Good facts so far, though. Keep them coming. Jason at absoluteradio.co.uk. Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Hope you're well. We're playing Hit Me With Your Best Facts this morning. And we've had a couple so far, but we're going to crack on. We've got an octopus fact, Steve.
Oh, good. We love an octopus fact.
Very good. Did you know that there have been multiple recorded instances of octopuses in aquariums? Is it octopuses or octopi?
We don't know. Let's just say octopuses.
Octopuses. There's been multiple recorded instances of octopuses in aquariums climbing out of their tanks at night. They squidge their way to another tank to steal fish and eat them, then sneak home to avoid getting caught. This has been recorded from the 1870s onwards.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? The octopus fact. I love an octopus fact.
So clever, aren't they?
Isn't it an old joke that they're really hard to cook because they keep turning the gas off? That's the second one, wasn't it?
They're very clever, aren't they, the old octopus?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Well,
also, if you were like the night watchman of an aquarium, and you, how freaky would that be if you came in?
Yeah, just you. Just, no, you just see it, and then you just pick your phone up, ring, and go, Dave. You're going to believe what I just seen. What is the conditions for getting stuff on? You've been framed. Is it still 300 quid? Or just have I got access to the CCTV here? Because I've just seen something that's absolutely, it'll blow your mind.
I think you would, if it was me, I think you would walk in, you would open the door, and in my head, the octopus would look at you like, as you walked in, and it'd be halfway out of the aquarium.
Would it look at you like, oh, I've been caught, or would like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Which look would it give you?
I think it's looking at you. I think the second one. And then I think
it's
I would going, actually...
Oh, I've been caught. It's not been caught, has it? It's not been caught out.
I think it would look at you and it's actually saying, no one will ever believe you. I think that's what it's saying.
And he could also go, oh, I tell you what, you come a bit closer, I could jump on your face.
How about that, mate?
Wrap all my tentacles around the back of your head. So you just go, all right, I'll just have a bit of fun. And you just go back to the canteen for half an hour. I'll be back in a bit.
Quietly close the door. Yeah, exactly.
Don't eat the clownfish.
Radio. Jason Manford. Pixies, The Night the Zombies Came, 2025 European Tour. Where is my mind? Coming to venues across the UK throughout May. Get your tickets now. AbsoluteRadio.co.uk/tickets. Pixies live.
The Absolute Radio ticket store. The fastest route will take 30 minutes. Route selected will take 50 minutes. Are you sure?
Yeah, let's take the scenic route.
The MGHS plug-in hybrid with up to 75-mile EV range. Sophisticated, spacious, and packed with cutting-edge technology. Scenic routes optional. Find your happy space with the MGHS range, also available in petrol, from £24,995. Book a test drive at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage and may vary. T's and C's apply.
Energy threads through everything we do, from this radio show to your home or your phone, to school halls, to market stalls, to dance floors and the full-time scores, to box set binges, to takeaways, to celebrating birthdays. That's why National Grid is working to deliver the Great Grid Upgrade, the largest overhaul of the electricity grid in generations, connecting more clean, affordable wind power to you and all the things you love to do. The Great Grid Upgrade. Find out more at nationalgrid.com.
Hey, it's Roman here. Have you seen the new iPhone 16 Pro and its new camera control? You can now access your camera tools so fast you'll always capture the perfect shot. What's even better, now with Vodafone, you can get a new iPhone every year thanks to Vodafone Exchange and get that new iPhone feeling every year. Go online or in-store today. Vodafone, the nation's network.
Exchange on iPhone 16 series or pristine refurb phones. 12 months before phone plan ends. Trade in good condition and upgrade every year based on 24-month plan. See vodafone.co.uk/exchange for terms and verification.
Hello, you. It's a bit unsettling when high household bills are coming at you from all angles. From here, over here, here, and don't forget up here.
At the U-Switch, our experts fight for fairer prices so you could switch, save money and get back in control. That's why more people come to us to find their energy, broadband and mobile deals than any other site. U-Switch. We put you first. Verify at uswitch.com/verify.
Big, plump and pear-shaped, little pert and peachy. Bums come in all shapes and sizes, but one in two of them may get piles. Itchy, sore, pains in the posterior. Sound familiar? Use Anusol, the UK's number one piles treatment.
Anusol cream, always read the label. Number one claim based on sales data. To verify, email ukinquiries@churchdwight.com.
At NFU Mutual, we're not usually ones to blow our own trumpet. But when you win the Which Insurance Brand of the Year, not once, not twice, but 3 years in a row, it's hard to resist. We're the only insurance brand to win 3 years in a row. And it's all thanks to our quality cover, efficient claims handling, and personal attentive service. Okay, enough trumpeting on. Thank you. For quality insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual.
This Sunday brings an early showdown as champions Manchester City take on last season's rivals Arsenal at the Etihad.
Can you believe it?
And you can stream it live on Sky Sports, available with no contract on Now.
Absolutely brilliant.
Stream Manchester City versus Arsenal live this Sunday from 4 p.m. Head to nowtv.com.
18 plus Sky Sports content streamed via internet. Full terms apply. Monthly saver options also available.
Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. We're playing Hit With Your Best Facts this morning. Always tough to beat a octopus fact, but let's go.
Octopus facts, yeah.
Janet says, humans are 200,000 times more sensitive to smelling rain than sharks are at smelling blood.
Okay.
It's so interesting, isn't it? I thought that was one of the skills of a shark.
I don't think one of my skills is... You smell rain. I mean, when it's raining,
yeah,
a little bit of whatever, sulfur or ozone or whatever it is, that you, wherever you are. But yeah, I thought they were famous for, they could smell blood from, you know, miles away. But no.
I don't think everyone can smell rain. I think it's one of those things, like coriander tastes like soap to some people. Like, I think it's just one of those mad.
Yeah.
But that, I'm pretty sure one of my aunties can like smell if it's gonna rain. She's like, so I can sense
she
rain.
She the one who was burnt as a witch.
That's her.
Yeah, I remember.
Sam says Japan was one vending machine has one vending machine for every 40 people.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
That's a lot of vending machines.
You know, is it? I mean, I've never been to Japan. But, you know, people say you can buy, like, cars from a vending machine.
I know.
I don't know, you know, how much is true or the people have just started making stuff up now. Is that, you know...
No, I think they've got some really weird...
tax and insure it and everything, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, they've got some...
How big's the vending machine?
Very odd.
The cars in it. Like, and then when it drops down and you've got to try and push that thing open to get your car out.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. Or if it gets stuck and you have to shake it.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, you get done there because the alarm will go off because you've bumped the machine.
There's all sorts of...
It's a 10p machine. But yeah, there's all sorts of errors and problems, like things that could go wrong there.
They have like... you could buy fish, like live fish, live crabs, all sorts of things in those vending machines.
Really? But that's... Who wants to buy... What, like as a pet or as food?
Well, I don't know, Steve. They do eat...
Because, you know, gutting a fish...
They do eat some things over there, don't they?
It's not fun, is it? You know, you need somebody who knows what they're doing there. You don't want to be watching a YouTube video and your screen keeps going off every minute and you're getting fish guts all over. It doesn't sound fun, does it? Just get it from the supermarket.
Chris says mushrooms are more closely related to humans than plants. What?
Yeah.
The mushroom?
Is he thinking of the Last of Us?
I think maybe he is, yeah. That's weird, isn't it?
You know, I suppose they're... Like spores, aren't they? You know.
Oh, I find that Well, there you go. They're all true because they've been checked on BBC Bite Size. So.
They've been checked, BBC Bite Size.
Yeah.
Or there might be a new system now. Peter might be doing a new system. I don't know. Maybe he's...
I don't know, actually.
Googling it or going on Wikipedia.
Maybe. You've got to check four or five different things, though, these days, haven't you? You can't just check one.
Yeah, that's what I think. Google used to be, I'll Google it. But now, like you said, it's, I'll Google it and... Check five responses.
Check, yeah. Ducks quack in accents, according to Katie.
Do they?
I don't know.
Okay.
Quack! Quack!
That's a scouse duck.
That's a scouse one.
Scouse duck, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do any others.
Quack.
We'll go and do that one again.
What was that one?
Quack.
Like quack.
Cockney duck.
Cockney duck. Quack. Duck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely duck.
Yeah. Quack.
Is that like a brummy?
That was a brummy duck, yeah.
Brummy duck, yeah.
Yeah.
Quack! Yeah. What about that one? What a quack!
A Geordie duck.
That's a Geordie duck?
A Geordie
quack.
Duck.
Quack! Yeah. Quack! Quack!
Yeah? Well, I'd like to... Somebody
like
should
to hear
record
this.
All these.
People need to record
the
local
hear
ducks.
These now. Yeah.
I want to hear this as well.
Yeah.
I'd like that. I want to hear ducks from around the country.
We said this before, I think, but all the poultry and all the birds are good for getting into a Scouse accent, aren't they? Like chicken, you know, and
turkey,
duck. They're all, you know, work great for that.
Well, we went to Longleat Safari Park the other week, me and my son, and we were discussing whether the animals there got a different accent to the ones at Knowsley.
Do you think they've got they've got more of some Wiltshire, isn't it?
So they've got a little bit more of a Wiltshire accent compared to a Scouse accent up in Knowsley.
Over there. Yeah.
Look at the size of that giraffe.
Maybe.
You know, like that.
I think, yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to know. I want more details on that.
Yeah, we want more details about regional accents of
animals.
You know, all the animals. Would the same go for dogs and cats? Would it? Would there be like a?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Well, there must be somebody who's made this their life's work, and if not, I might take it on.
New music on Absolute Radio.
Linkin Park.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Already under my skin. And I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. The emptiness machine.
It's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. We are playing Hit Me With Your Best Facts this morning. Your gut has a brain, according to Hannah.
Your gut has a brain?
Has a brain.
Oh, I thought you said your gutter. Like, I thought you meant on
your
on
gut has a brain.
Your gut has a brain. Yeah. I'm like, hang on, this is mad.
This has gone
your
left
gut
field.
Is a brain, okay.
Your gut has a brain, yeah. What, like its own memory or its own... I don't know.
Your gut's... Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Well, like good bacteria, bad bacteria. Don't know.
I know, but yeah, but that's more of a moral compass, isn't it, rather than a brain?
So.
That's like
you.
So. It's like saying your gut's got a conscience.
Yeah.
Oh, things I did last night.
The awful. Things I put through here.
I had a chicken takeaway at 11:30.
Alan says, "Did you know the inventor of the frisbee was turned into a frisbee after he died?"
Well, what a way to go.
Well, it's what he would have wanted.
It's what I would have wanted, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, frisbee. Oh. How have you turned it... What have they done there then? Like, put his ashes in a... I imagine
they just stood him under like a big press and it just squashed him flat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that feels...
Just put him in a frisbee machine. It says normal.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
everything, it was just that shape. Like a cartoon, you know, when like Roadrunner, right, when he gets hit by a brick and he goes flat.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's probably what happened.
I think being just, like, cremated and then his ashes going into one feels like a much nicer version.
I mean, that could have happened as well. That could have happened as well.
But we don't know, Steve, because we're not Googled
it. Yeah, do you
it.
Think there was like a little bit on the top where his ashes were in it?
I feel like that's probably something what the family would have wanted rather than, right, stick him in the machine.
You know, like people keep the ashes and, you know, and they put them in the mantle and they're top pride of place. They're just there, aren't they? Not to be touched, not to be handled. Nobody picks them up and starts sifting through them. But with the frisbee, somebody is going to go, hey, and chuck it one day, aren't they? Because it's a frisbee.
But that's what he would have wanted. He wanted playing with. So.
Yeah, it is what he would have wanted, yeah.
Makes sense. Martin says, there are more stars in the universe. We've had this before, I think. This is a good one, then. This is the problem with the change of producer, you see. They don't remember all the other ones.
Yeah.
But I remember this one. There are more stars in the universe than there are grains of sands on all of the beaches in the world.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we have had that before. Yeah.
We have had that one before. But I actually thought it was the other way around.
No, I didn't. I thought it was I thought it was all the deserts as well, rather than all the beaches.
Well, yeah, I imagine it's just like
everything. When I think, you know, like
I guess there are. You know, I mean, I guess space is infinity, isn't it? So
yeah, but when
there are more stars, but well, surely there's definitely more grains of sand than stars you can see.
Yeah, but that's well, those stars even there anymore? That's you know, that's
well, that's the other thing, isn't it?
I told you I watched. Did you watch that Apollo 13 thing that's just come on Netflix?
No, no.
It's very good. But what's interesting, it's all like archive footage and all of, you know, when they went off and the tank blew up and they had to come back and they nearly, you know, they only had four days to get back, but they only had 2 days of oxygen. And it's very touch and go. It's a big, and they got all the archive. It's very good. But right at the beginning, anyway, they take off and they press some jettison, some tank and it blows up. What do they say famously to the, back to Houston,
we have a problem.
Say? Yeah. No, they don't.
Do they not say
Houston, we've had a problem. Because they don't know they've got a problem yet. They've had a problem. Something just blew up behind them. I don't know what it was. Oxygen tank, don't know. They're not saying, we've got a problem here. We have a problem. They don't know that. They're blissfully unaware. We've had a problem.
Of course.
So that's interesting. Because we've said that for years. But the phrase is, Houston, we've had a problem. So anyway. But it's just, we're talking about stars. And it got me there.
Yeah. Yeah, good one. Right, last couple on this one. New York's tap water contains shrimp. I mean, okay.
That's nice.
That's from Mike. And Laurie says, the music used in the famous anti-piracy videos. You remember that? You wouldn't steal a car. Remember those?
Yeah.
The music used in them was in fact used without the songwriter's permission and therefore pirated.
That's very good. Was piracy. Yeah, that's very good.
That's a late entrance there. I like that. Imagine him sat at home watching a video and then that come on.
Yeah, hang on.
Hey, that's my music. I wrote that. No one's asked me. I'm not getting paid. Very good. All right, some good ones this week. We'll pick a winner next.
Jason Manford. Absolute Radio.
Hey, Sainsbury's. Got any simple dinner ideas to add to my go-tos?
It's time to be a bit more adventurous. Have a bow. Thai green fish curry. It's a bit more exciting, but dead simple. And what's more, all our fish is caught responsibly.
That's good to know.
Yeah, there's nothing fishy about how we catch our fish.
Want to know more about where your food comes from? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Subject to availability. For more information, visit sainsbury's.co.uk/sustainablefish.
MoneySuper 7, your mission, saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. We're chasing down savings right now. People could save big on a new credit card with us.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance! As well as saving on credit cards, we could save people up to £526 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with MoneySupermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £526. Consumer intelligence, June 2024, UK only.
Waiting in for a delivery is so dull. Fancy a mower?
Ooh, they're so chewy.
Yeah, the chew lasts longer than a lecture that starts with, back in my day.
It lasts longer than a daddy long legs taking the long route round a giraffe's neck.
It lasts longer than a month-long game of ping-pong that goes totally wrong and ends up in a right old ding-dong.
It lasts longer than King Kong wearing a sarong to sing a folk song about his lifelong love of Hong Kong.
Easy for you to say.
It really isn't.
With Mauwam's longer-lasting chew, it's easy to choose fun. Chew Mauwam.
Health isn't someday in the future, it's now. It's same-day GP appointments when you need that niggle seen to. And getting the results for your cancer test fast. Health is a direct line to experts, whatever time of day you need it. And mental health support that doesn't have an expiry date. Feeling your best every day starts today. Search Bupa Health Insurance to get your quote now. Bupa, this is health. Pre-existing conditions not covered. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, you. It's a bit unsettling when high household bills are coming at you from all angles. From here, over here, here, and don't forget up here! At the U-Switch, our experts fight for fairer prices so you could switch, save money and get back in control. That's why more people come to us to find their energy, broadband and mobile deals than any other site. U-Switch. We put you first. Verify at uswitch.com/verify.
What if you could get that new form feeling every 90 days? Sliding the box open. Peeling back that screen protector. Heavenly. Only Auto Switch Up gives you the flexibility to swap your phone after 90 days without having to pay off your contract. Auto. See what you can do.
New and upgrading customers eligible plan. Switch up via O2 channels. Use every 90 days max or wait longer. New price may be higher. Terms apply.
Breathe it in. That new car smell. It comes as standard with every brand new car found on Auto Trader. And there's no need to hold your breath. Because we have thousands of brand new cars ready to roll. Brand new cars found at Auto Trader.
Rayo is the new place to listen to Absolute Radio Noughties. Download it now. Find the latest travel news at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Hey, with Mary Ups, Mary. Tell us how that went.
Yeah, came out real hungry. Had to be quick to save the last few. Bagels, that is.
Warburton's protein thin bagels?
Yeah, right. Kept my eye on the prize, as I knew we'd bring the heat later, in the toaster.
How about the rest of the team, though?
Yeah, great support from Cosa Manchego. Prosciutto played a blinder as well, so got pretty tasty out there at times.
Sandwich of two halves, would you say?
Yeah, 100%, 100%, and 8 grams of protein. Great result.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
The protein range from Warburton's. Bakers, born and bred.
Hattie Pearson from Make Me a Winner. Let's start the new week with a winner. You could be our next winner tomorrow when there's 160 grand up for grabs paid into your bank account straight after the call. Text WIN to 81215. That's WIN to 81215. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. Enter at absoluteradio.co.uk. Online entry is £2 or call 0330 880 4594. Calls are charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only. All the rules for this Rayo network competition are on our website. Enter before lines close at 3 p.m. tomorrow and then we could be calling you. To win, just answer your phone within 5 rings with the phrase, make me a winner. Entries since Tracy won on Thursday have rolled over. To enter, text WIN to 81215.
Make me a winner.
Real music matters.
The older I go, the more I spend.
morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Some great facts this week, Steve. I'll rattle through them quickly. There's a lake in Finland that's the same shape as the country itself. The only time you wash your skeletons when you brush your teeth. The octopus can climb out of aquariums and eat other fish from other tanks. Humans, 200,000 times more sensitive at smelling rain than sharks are at smelling blood. Japan has one vending machine for every 40 people. Mushrooms are closely related to humans. Ducks quack in accents. Your gut has a brain. The inventor of the frisbee is now an actual frisbee. There are more stars than there are grains of sand. New York tap water contains shrimp. And the anti-piracy videos, you wouldn't steal a car, the music that was used was actually pirated. The irony. What do you reckon, Steve? Some good ones there. I know I mean,
they're all good. I mean, they're all good. It's a very strong week.
Yeah.
But I think I need to hear the piracy music again just so I can picture the fella who's just got home to watch Beverly Hills Cop on VHS. And he just put it in and gone, yes, bang out of order this copying stuff. Hang on, recognise that music. That's my music. So I want to hear it. I think I've got an idea what it goes like in my head, but I'd like to hear it again.
All right, let's have a little play. Here we go. If you remember this from back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Do you remember that? That's exactly it. You wouldn't steal a car.
Yeah.
I like that.
The fella's music.
Yeah. There it is. So, that was that's the story, that the music was used in the anti-piracy warning videos. It was actually from a Dutch musician named Melchior Rietveld. Rietveld dealt with corrupt royalty collectors before finally reaping his just rewards in 2012, 6 years after he originally composed the music. I thought that was earlier than that. I thought that was like in the 90s.
Yeah, I thought it was earlier than that, yeah.
Early noughties, yeah. But there you go. So that's our winner this week. I like that one. Laurie, who says the music used in the famous anti-piracy videos was in fact used without the songwriter's permission and therefore pirated. Good facts all round. If you want to join in next week, win yourself an Absolute Radio mug. All you got to do is email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
'cause you're honest. You're dangerous. You don't know what you want.
Thanks for joining us this morning here on Absolute Radio. Steve is still filming out in Gozo, Madame Blanc Mysteries, which you can find on the, is it My Five? Is that what it's called there?
Somewhere on My Five and yeah. Acorn on Amazon. I think they're all on there. And
yeah, so you can have a little watch of Steve getting up to all sorts of things in the sunshine. Walls of the Road, we've got episode 3 this Tuesday at 9 o'clock on BBC One, or you can binge it on iPlayer, and I would say it's starting to hot up actually. By episode 5 you'll be hooked, and it'll be one of them where you just have to watch the next 3 straight away, I reckon. No more Answer Run's finished now, but they're all on iPlayer as well if you fancy a little cheeky quiz. And and I'm on tour, so if you want to come and see us, I've actually, that my warm-up tour has sold out, apart from I've got a couple of gigs this week in Hexham on Wednesday and Thursday, and I'm in North Allerton on Friday and Saturday. I think they're sold out, but Hexham has still got a few tickets left. So come along, you can get tickets at jasonmanford.com. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you next week here on Absolute Radio.
Jason Manford. This Sunday brings an early showdown as champions Manchester City take on last season's rivals Arsenal at the Etihad.
Can you believe it?
And you can stream it live on Sky Sports, available with no contract on Now.
Absolutely brilliant.
Stream Manchester City versus Arsenal live this Sunday from 4 p.m. Head to nowtv.com.
18 plus Sky Sports content streamed via internet. Full terms apply. Monthly saver options also available.
Atlantic Holidays Sale. It's a big deal. Wherever you want to go in the world,
make waves in the Caribbean, go full throttle in Orlando, or fully unwind in the Maldives.
But the biggest deal of all, you can book in store and online right now.
The Virgin Atlantic Holidays Sale. See the world differently.
Selected routes apply. T's and C's at virginholidays.co.uk.
We've all been there. MOT's coming up, your car's making a noise or two. And you think if you just turn your music up just a little louder each time, you'll be fine. But that's not you, is it? You know you can get your car in check with parts that will fit right. All you need to do is enter your reg on eBay. Find brake lights, filters, windscreen wipers and more. And get your car MOT ready. Find the right part at the right price with eBay.
Lighten the load for the rest of the year with EE's ultra-fast broadband free for 3 months.
I'm sorry, did you say free? Free like nothing at all?
What, for 3 whole months?
You bet. And you'll get speeds of 150 meg.
And it's powered by BT.
Switch before the 26th of September to pay absolutely nothing for 3 months.
£33.99 for a month for 24 months. Price increases on 31st of March each year by £3 a month. 43.7% UK availability. New customers.
Do you belong here? Next to me, about to jump into the sea on an army co-steering expedition. What's your gut saying? Walk away from the edge? Or jump in and join a team that'll be by your side for life.